Okay, so Robin's here, and I've encouraged Robin to ask about Coldplay. So go away, Robin.
Oh, nice.
Robin.
Go.
That's nice.
Well, I just wanted to say, because you were just talking about cesium, and there's actually some of the research done by a pair of scientists. One is Ukrainian, the other Russian. Vladimir Vysotsky is a Ukrainian nuclear physicist. And Anna Kornilova is a Russian physicist. And they have done research that shows cesium transmuting to barium. I guess I should turn the speaker off there. Cesium transmuting to barium in their little, you know, test tubes. So it's in an culture of living bacteria. So the living bacteria is
Are you asking
no,
a question?
I was
or are you making a speech?
I was commenting on the discussion you had about cesium and talking about some of the cold fusion research going on today in the visual world, in the visual space of science.
Oh, okay. Well, the anode is wrong. You got to have a cathode and an anode, and you have to have the KLF closure, and you have to have a water bath level, because this produce Coldplay produces water. Spit out of it, its outcome is water. And so your electrolyte level has got to be set from a thermistor, not a thermometer, but a thermistor. And it has a capillary shield that allows the energy to be conducted from itself. And so it feeds itself. It's cell fusion simply.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess the only question I have is, when will the world get cold fusion?
We'll let you know. Put that in the suggestion box and we'll let you know. It's ready. It's ready now. But, we've been working with Ivan trying to make the details right. The world's gonna get a little worse off than it is right now. Okay. The monoliths, we've got a few more monoliths to get into place first, and then it's available, and it won't be just for the rich people, because the rich people aren't rich anymore. It's just Bob. Bob is going to borrow us out of debt. Bob's going to borrow us out of debt. We're so happy. It's like the Baptist church when they had the spaghetti supper. They were going to eat their way out of debt. That's how they were going to work that out, but the world is going to change a little bit more, and then it'll be made available to, we would say America, but there are some caveats to that. Do we have permission to speak freely, Robin?
Sure.
Oh, okay. If they fuck with us, we're going to give it to everybody. Everybody.
Well,
we're going to give it to the judge and the,
we'll
see about that. But we'll give it to the just and the unjust. But we're going to have to see. Because you got to have this, you have to have, in a feudal system, you got to have the, in order for you to have, you got to have not. So, the gauge is going to be soft and easy and hopefully made available to everybody. But we'll see.
Well, I feel that things are very bad off, and that we should really... Oh, I'm getting a little echo here. That we should really, if you have this, you should release it. And why wait for things to get worse?
Why? The reason it's worse is because you... Okay. The reason it's worse is because you're consuming yourselves. You've let every other power overcome your power. This worseness that you're describing is a condition. We're trying to get you, okay, life for a little man is futile. Okay? It's fatal. You're gonna end. The best you get is to die. Hopefully without a lot of pain. So what we're promoting is another condition where you don't have to die. You can ascend and come back into your place of power. Now if you come back into your place of power, then you don't have to die. That's who should have Coldplay. That's who should have it. Cause the others are just gonna, they'll waste it. We've given you paradise. You paved paradise and put in a parking lot. We're not impressed with the human. We're not impressed with the human condition.
Well, I agree that there are many people who have recklessly acted and destroyed their only home, their only physical home here. And that's why we should have it. And why would you, if you already have, why would you give more to the people who already have?
Because they're the good stewards. The ones with the power can handle it. The ones that don't will make a new drug and figure out how to get more fentanyl in them. No reason to see, we're not talking about rich and poor now. Don't mess this up. We're not talking about rich and poor. Poor, everybody's poor. Money is fiat. If you got a bunch of money, you don't do you any good. That's a liability. We're not talking about money. Money is vulgar and common people should not be handling it. We're talking about the attribution and the application of power. What you can wield, you say.
There's a lot of powerful people working to protect forests and wildlife and the oceans.
I know. They all live in Oregon. That's where they have the best parties. They have them big orgies out there. They got all kind of wildlife out there. And in New York City, they got the things where you get little needle shops where you can go by and shoot up. They got Bob Carr's LSD. Ooh, Lord, they got the good brown tap, the acid. Ooh, yeah, they got it all going on. Yeah, there's a lot of wildlife going on, honey. You better believe that. We're not impressed with it. Destroy this world so you may.
Oh, no, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people that care about nature. And,
what is nature? What is nature?
Well, I talked to Bob about mass extinction. And Bob says to me, that, don't worry about it. Animals don't feel the way we do. And, I just can't accept that. I do not accept that. I think that it is wrong that humans allow mass extinction. And that energy can help us mitigate
that. And yet, if there wasn't a human on the planet, it would still occur the exact same way. There's a food chain. And if there wasn't a human in the world, it would cause all these esocentric problems that you're saying that we should correct, not our job, that we should correct. You still would try to just divert it into something ridiculous. You see, we didn't create Chicago. And if everything in Chicago was taken aback, I don't think many people would miss it, you see. It's quite a non sequitur as far as we're concerned. But that's neither here nor there. The fate of the little man is going to be consumed. The only way out and the only thing that makes any sense or that is logical in your vein of making for the beauty of the earth. And then, okay, so Lady Bird Johnson raked the Social Security account for Keep America Beautiful, and she planted flowers on the side of the road in the interstate highway system to save nature, for Pete's sake. They built an interstate highway system, and she raked the Social Security Fund to plant flowers to keep America beautiful was the campaign. You can look it up. And that saved nature. Oh, yes, Lord, it saved nature. Beautiful, beautiful. What a wonderful garden we purview. So what we're saying, we're softening your words. Your words are good. Nothing wrong with your words. But all the players are wrong.
Well, first of all, I would like to say that I do believe that the 1930s was a different time than it is today.
They had the same drugs. They had dogs and cats laying together. They had lascivious living. They had whiskey barrels. They had opium dens. They had people doing vulgar things, just like they do right now. Laying out in the street, doing all kinds of things in Pentecostal gowns, dragging the floor, and they had all the babies. Something was going on. You cannot invent.
Well, now we have technology. Now we have technology that allows us to see the effects of what we've done, and it has changed us.
Because of that technology, we are different. That's not true. All you have the technology of is that you've ruined it. Used to, the provocation of something that was taboo or something that was maybe errant or naughty or vulgar, that was like something that would bring you to that precipice of an engagement to consider it. Now, everybody knows what everybody's genitalia looks like. Just go to Twitter. You can see any kind of genitalia you want to watch. Anything. It's now taken the mystique out of everything. Ooh, I saw some cervix.
Well, there's a lot of cervixes.
Did you see them cervixes? Boy, that was the most hottest cervix we've ever seen. See, it's now numbed everybody into nothingness. The noid is taken over. So what you're saying, the technology, all it's done is it's watered it down to such a place where no one respects anything. I don't have to work. I don't have to do anything. I can be okay. There's plenty of money. I just got to keep typing. That's what Bob says. Just keep typing. And so they just keep typing, and then they get on OnlyFans, and they make a lot of money, and then they giggle. I make two videos a day, and I make more money than I was working at the Ford plant. I don't got to work anymore.
Okay, but that's not everybody.
That's not everybody. Fine, but it's most everybody. Who's it not?
Well, it's people that are looking at what we've done and saying, hey,
who is we?
Make a turnaround here.
Who is
let's
we?
Not kill
How are you
going to
do that?
Everything.
How are you going to do that? How are you going to do that? The world's been burning since the world's been turning. Honey, don't think.